You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
They need to beat Liverpool at Anfield, something they haven't done in 36 attempts. Not since 1959 have they been to Anfield and come away with that winning feeling in their bellies, Alex. Roberto Firmino, who's found some scoring form recently, 4 in his last 3, is 5-2 to score in a Liverpool win. And Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win in 90 minutes is 12-1. Fascinating game, this. Stoke look to have put all their eggs in the League Cup basket. I wonder if it'll pay off.
I don't think so.
No.
Not quite. They had their chance, didn't they? That was the home leg. And we know that Liverpool on the road can be a bit shaky. At home, they've been generally fairly solid since Jurgen Klopp took over. Just the one defeat, that was to... just one defeat recently, that was against Manchester United. Before that, they'd only lost to Palace. Yes, there have been a few draws in there against the likes of West Brom that they would prefer to eradicate, but they're sort of heading the right way. You can see Liverpool are I know they got talked about for the title, didn't they, going back a couple of months ago, and that proved to be a bit silly, but they're just showing signs of finding their feet again. Stoke needed to do more in the home leg, and not only did they lose, they weren't really very good. Liverpool played really well against them. I think Liverpool will qualify here. It's quite hard with this to know how to play it, because Liverpool don't have to win. If it is 0-0, they'll be quite happy to keep it like that.
Yep.
Bear in mind, in the League Cup, it's a funny old rule that away goals don't count until after extra time.
That's
so
right,
Stoke do have a bit more time to score,
yeah,
if they want to, and their goals will be counting double, if you like. So that could be something to factor in if it does go the distance in play.
Yeah, if they win 2-1, for instance,
yeah,
they would go through.
After extra time,
yep,
but not in normal time.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, I think that's a crazy rule, but that's by the by. Let's just touch on Liverpool last week at Norwich at the weekend, because that was just incredibly crazy. Nobody seemed to know what was going on, and it highlighted two things. One, that Liverpool can score goals with that formation and without a striker, bear yep, that in mind. And two, they can't defend for toffee.
Can't defend set pieces, which, I mean, the manager, you know, he seems almost like incredulous in his post-match interviews that they can't defend from set pieces, which is amazing, isn't it?
But there's a fair bit of height in the team.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Sakho. Torre's not the biggest, I know. Emre Can is pretty big. You've got players there who should be able to win headers, and yet they don't. And they're coming against a Stoke team here who, unfortunately for them in this instance, have completely shed their over-physical tag.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? You almost want it to be the Stoke of old,
exactly,
here, don't you?
But you have sort of read my mind in terms of that, and that's the way I'm going to play this, I think, with two. Well, it's going to be two suggestions of anytime goal scorers, but we're going to wait on team news, because we've heard today Ryan Shawcross is out of the game,
yeah,
which is a big blow for Stoke, obviously, and it leaves you to think, well, who they're going to play centre-back. They've got a few options there, but the two I've got written down here are Walshide, who is 18-1 anytime, and Mark Wilson, 20-1 anytime. Obviously, there's plenty of variables of who could play there. You've got Jeff Cameron, who may play there. You've got Eric Peters, who could move in. There's plenty of options, but they're the two that I'll throw at you at the prices. 18 for Walshide, 20s for Wilson anytime. Liverpool are conceding so many goals from set pieces, it's got to be worth a play, particularly with Stoke needing to score. They're going to be throwing everything at them, and it could be that late on they get plenty of set pieces if the game's still tight. Everyone will be up there. They'd have a chance. That's the main selection in the game anyway. If you are looking for a Liverpool bet, Firmino anytime, Liverpool to win, 5-2, that's an enhanced price. That's not too bad, given that he scored twice at the weekend. I didn't rate him at all when they signed him. I thought there was a lot of fuss over him. He hasn't set the world alight by any means, but he's just showing signs of coming into form. He's had some nice touches here and there, and he's scoring a few goals now as well. So he'd be a play if he starts. They may choose to go with Benteke up front. Who knows? Jordan Ibe as well could be a player, but the best bet in the game by a distance, over 2.5 goals, 21-20. Because whatever happens, Stoke have to go for it.
Yep.
Liverpool defensively have been a bit weak. I think both teams will probably score at some point. So I think that if you're looking for a short price, over 2.5, 21-20. But look at Stoke's centre-backs. Whoever lines up there, anytime goal scorers against Liverpool's shaky backline should be the play.
Yeah, it's interesting. That set piece, I've just been looking at whoscored.com at their really detailed stats, and you can zone in on how they've scored their goals. Just his total in the Premier League this season. You look at Stoke, you know, I think they've scored one goal from a set piece all season long, which I remember when it happened, I think it was, you know, the commentators of the match had actually made a point of mentioning the fact that, you know, most of their, you know, good stuff these days doesn't come from set pieces, where, you know, long gone are the days where they used to, you know, bomb the ball into the box from a long throw. But yeah, I can see where you're going with on the on that on Liverpool and Stoke both going for it at some point. No one's going to. Liverpool might try and sit back, but I think the fact that Stoke attack them will mean that Liverpool have to come out in the end.
Well, it's worth mentioning, just in the last six meetings between the two in all competitions, Liverpool have won four of them 1-0, and the other two have been 6-1 and 5-3. It's kind of all or nothing, but yeah. I think that we'll have more goals in this one.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.